Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler and my co-host David Blackman is out sick, so I'm flying solo today. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about Google Analytics, whether you want to use plugin or the manual code snippet route. And so basically kind of the premise for this episode is for installing Google Analytics on your website, you have the option of installing a plugin such as Monster Insights, which is probably the most popular Google Analytics plugin, or taking the Google little snippet of code and putting it in your header.php file, or a lot of themes will have a little box for you to insert tracking code that basically is a little container that will drop it in the header.php file for you. And so some people will say, why would you use a plugin? It's easy enough just to copy and paste the code that Google spits out for you and paste it into a box in your theme or directly in the header.php file. And while that may be true, and that may be the best route for you, there is some reasons why a plugin might be a good choice. And so I wanted to talk about some of those reasons here. So the first one is the ease of use. So installing the plugin and adding the UA code, all you have to do is copy and paste the UA code that Google gives you. It's like a 16-digit code into the plugin and boom, it's done. The plugin does the rest. And so obviously copy and pasting the code that Google gives you to manually install it is also very easy. But if you're not familiar with where to add it and how to add it and whether or not it's working, it may be a little confusing. And so the plugin route is a little bit simpler for someone that hasn't done it before. So I guess ease of use is the first reason there. The next reason I want to talk about is for e-commerce sites. Now, this one is a much bigger reason. And for Google Analytics to track e-commerce purchases. So whether or not someone purchased, what the revenue amount was, all of that, there's additional things that have to happen that if you're doing the manual setup that you would have to add parameters to and so forth and have it sync with your exact e-commerce platform. So whether you're using WooCommerce or something else. And so it can be a little bit tricky to implement. But if you're using a plugin such as Monster Insights, you have to use the pro version. Then with Monster Insights, with one click, you can enable WooCommerce or e-commerce tracking for WooCommerce, and the plugin does the rest. It adds all the right parameters, so it's correctly tracking, add to carts, it knows what a purchase looks like and how to grab the correct revenue so that you can start seeing that data in your Google Analytics reporting, which is obviously extremely powerful. Another option for that is actually WooCommerce Google Analytics Pro. And so that's actually a little bit cheaper than the Monster Insights Pro. So definitely check that out if you're doing e-commerce, because that's data that you definitely want. Being able to see what your most valuable pages are on your site, where your most valuable traffic is coming from a revenue standpoint, is huge. And so when you're using a plugin such as the ones I just named, it's a lot easier to implement. To code it manually, there's a lot that can go wrong. And while there's going to be a lot of documentation that can help and so forth, it's just so much easier when you're using the plugins that already have that hard work done for you. So another reason that a plugin might be a good choice for you for Google Analytics is the plugins will bring in valuable reporting data directly into the WordPress dashboard. This is perfect if you don't like logging into Google Analytics, or you're doing this for a client and you know they're not going to log into Google Analytics, but having it right there in the dashboard of the WordPress website is important, and it's going to grab just all the basics. It's going to differ based on what plugin you're using, but it's going to let you customize kind of what reporting you want to see there. Google Analytics in general can be very overwhelming because there's so much data. And so having just the most valuable data pulled into the WordPress dashboard can be really helpful. And to be clear, it doesn't bog down your site, doesn't add any extra load time or anything like that, because it's pulling it in through the API and just displaying it there in the dashboard. So it's not going to slow anything down. And so the last reason that I have here has to do with GDPR. So one of the things with GDPR, if you're not familiar, we have GDPR episodes that you can go on, go to wpthepodcast.com, search GDPR, you can learn all about GDPR. But one of the things that GDPR says is that you can't have any personal identifiable information, and they consider IP addresses to be personally identifiable information. And so Google Analytics in general will collect IP addresses for location tracking. So you can see where in the world and the exact locations of your visitors. Now, to be clear, there's not like a huge log where you can go in and look at everyone's IP addresses and all of that, but it does use that data to put them on the map. And it's not going to show you, you know, exact house that they're at or anything crazy, but it's going to get a really close geographic location because of that IP address. And so one of the features that Monster Insights has, the pro version, is with one click, you can anonymize IP addresses so that it's 100% GDPR friendly. And so what that's going to do is it's going to not collect the last however many digits of the IP address so that it's staying within GDPR and it's not getting their exact IP, but the first numbers are enough for it to give you a general idea of where they are, down to like the city, the state, the country kind of thing. So you can still see where your traffic's coming from a geographic standpoint without breaking any GDPR rules. And so you get the best of both worlds, because a lot of people think that you have to get the user's permission for Google Analytics to track them, which isn't true. If you have IP addresses anonymized, then you don't need to get the user's permission because you're not collecting anything personally identifiable with Google Analytics. And so those are just a few of the reasons why using a plugin to install Google Analytics on your site might be helpful for, you know, basic sites, non-e-commerce, nothing complicated. You don't need to worry so much about GDPR. Then maybe the manual method of copy and pasting that code into the header.php file or your themes, little tracking box might be the easier choice. But for some of the reasons laid out here, especially for e-commerce, a plugin just makes it so much easier, might be the better choice. So that is it for today's episode. We will see you tomorrow for another awesome WordPress episode. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.